Part 4.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following recorded message.
Hello, this message is for Patty Martin. This is Tony from Dr. Kemble's office, and I'm calling to confirm your appointment for tomorrow at 3 o'clock Wednesday. Because you're a new patient, we have sent you a patient information form in your mail last week. Please bring the completed form with you tomorrow. This will help you speed up your sign-up process. If you want to change your appointment time, please call me back at 555-1221 by 4:30 today. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 3.
Number 71. Who is the caller? Number 72. What is the purpose of the call? Number 73. What is the listener asked to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Always envying those who play music well? Waiting for a chance to actually learn and play a musical instrument? This time, Brighton Music Store can make it happen for you. We're located on Chelsea Street next to the Huntington City Library. Our hours are from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. And this week, we have a special event prepared for you. Our annual students' concert will be performed at 6 o'clock on March 7th, Saturday. So come on down and enjoy the music and see how you could perform like a real musician. In addition to regular piano and keyboard lessons, we'll soon be offering organ lessons of all levels. These new music classes will start early next month. So come and visit Brighton Music School, located on 755 Chelsea Street, next to the Huntington Library.
Number 74. What is the speaker promoting? Number 75. What will happen next month? Number 76. What is located next to the advertised business? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement. Before we finish today, I have some news about the company's website. Becky Brown has spent almost 2 months to redesign our company's website, and from now on we will use it to post announcements about company events and other important news concerning our work at the EMC Corporation. So when you get back to your desk after the meeting today, make sure EMC Corporation's official website is set up as the home page in your computer. That way, each morning when you come to work and turn on your computer, you'll see the important messages and news at our company. Also, if you have an announcement that you think will be interest of everyone, let Becky know so that she can post it for you. Number 77. What is this announcement about? Number 78. What do employees have to do? Number 79. Why should employees contact Becky? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning and welcome to the Cape Cod Travels. On behalf of the residents of Cape Cod, I would like to welcome all of you to our beautiful beaches. On our tour of the Cape, you'll be able to spot the biggest whales and dolphins traveling around the Atlantic Ocean. You'll also be able to taste robust local seafood dishes, including the famous steamed lobsters. The entire tour will last about 6 hours, and you'll have plenty of time to enjoy the sun on the deck and take lots of pictures. This will be a once-in-a-lifetime chance for you to experience the natural beauty at its best. Also, we'll also have a marine biologist, Dr. Chris Gary, will join us later to explain about local animals and plants and answer any questions you might have. Now let's get going.
Number 80. According to the speaker, what can you see during the tour? Number 81. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"Once in a lifetime chance"?
Number 82. Who will the listeners meet later on? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
I'm pleased that so many of you could come to this luncheon discussion session. Today we're joined by Angela Dunmore, the renowned landscaper and creator of the sculpture located in our first floor lobby. As the new vice president of this company, I was compelled to make our headquarters to serve both our clients and employees better. And having more inviting environment by adding artwork throughout the building is the big step I took for that initiative. Fortunately, Miss Dunmore has agreed to lend us some of her own paintings until she finds better places for them, such as museum or private houses. Miss Dunmore is here today to talk about the subjects of her paintings and what had inspired her to do what she does now. Let us give her a warm welcome, shall we?
Number 83. How does the speaker want to improve the company headquarters? Number 84. What has Miss Dunmore agreed to do? Number 85. What will Miss Dunmore speak about? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Sally. This is Charlie Rydell calling from the main office in London. Thank you so much for helping me coordinate next month's conference in Buenos Aires. Although I have done many conferences before, I haven't done any in South American markets, and since my Spanish ability needs some polishing, your help will be so appreciated. Could you reserve a hotel that has a large conference room and at least 60 or so single or double rooms available for the week of September 9th? We expect at least 200 participants from 50 countries. Make sure they have all the equipment and line installed in the conference hall for individual lectures and presentations. Find possible hotels and send me an email with their website information. I'll check the sites myself, and we can make the final decision together. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to contact me at any time. Thank you again.
Number 86. What is the message mainly about? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Needs some polishing"?
Number 88. What information does the speaker request? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report. Good evening and thank you for listening to WRX Evening Business Report. Earlier today, Stephen Martinez, the president of Berkeley Communications, announced that his company has developed a new operating system. Mr. Martinez said that the new software program will be compatible with any kinds of computers and mobile devices in the market. The product is expected to be launched in early next month, but the customers can use the trial version of this software as early as next week by filling out a short online registration form. Mr. Martinez projects that the total sales this year will be about 20% higher than last year's because of this new product. Number 89. What is the news mainly about? Number 90. How can customers try the new product for free? Number 91. According to Mr. Martinez, what will most likely happen by the end of the year? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following recorded message and schedule.
Hello, and thank you for calling Mohawk Paper Store, the largest provider for quality business cards, flyers, brochures, and other promotional stationery items in Boston area. We have a variety of styles and sizes to effectively present your company, and if we don't have in stock what you want, we are happy to place a special order. Unfortunately, we're not open right now, but you leave your name and number, we will return your call as soon as possible. Our normal business hours are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from this week, we are also extending our weekend business hours by 1 hour. Please take advantage of this great opportunity and visit our store soon. Thank you and have a nice day.
Number 92. What does the store sell? Number 93. What does the business do for its customers? Number 94. Look at the graphic. What time will the store open until on Saturdays from this week? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule. Attention passengers, this is an express train to Hartsville. I'm sorry to announce that there will be some change in today's schedule. This train will only stop at Morrow Street before it arrives at the final destination, Hartsville Station. We will not be stopping at any other stations. If you want to change trains at Sunset Road or Cypress, please exit and take the local trains. Once again, this is an express train, and the next stop is Morrow Street. Please be considerate and do not put any luggage on the seat next to you or in the aisles. If your bags are too large to be put on your overhead shelf, they can be placed in the baggage areas adjacent to each door. Thank you for riding with us, and please have your ticket ready for collection. Morrow Street is the next. This train will only stop at Morrow Street, Cypress, and Sunset Road Station. Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What should passengers going for Cypress do? Number 97. Where are the passengers advised to put oversized bags? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following short talk and list.
Good afternoon. My name is Sandy Nelson, a sales manager from EasyLearn Corp. based in Chicago. I'm honored to be part of the annual teachers conference today. I'm here to tell you more about our innovative teaching strategies. EasyLearn Corp. has been producing learning tools for students who have difficulties in reading and writing. The new Make Up a Story software can help any student make their writings into an impressive presentation of materials, books, newspapers, or any kind of publication forms. It has built-in layouts, dictionaries, and a personal assistant fairy that can tailor the software to individual students' needs. The usual introductory version of this program is listed in your handout. However, for today's conference participants, we offer a special $20 off from the regular price for you, which is a major discount. Now, let me show you how exactly this program works.
Number 98. Where are the listeners? Number 99. What is being described? Number 100. Look at the graphic. How much will participants to today's event have to pay for Make Up a Story?